This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
On the DJV program, D for Doug, J for Jennifer, V for Victoria, and then there's the talented Kara Schillen. Notice I didn't say lovely and talented because I might be accused of being some kind of a sexist, but she is lovely and she is talented, so that's the truth. Kara Schillen at the controls of our studio in Washington. It's hurricane season. Really? Oh, I wouldn't have known if you hadn't told me, Doug. Yeah, well, I'm just bringing you up to date on what's going on. There's also a lot of controversy on vaping. This story gets, or the concern, or the reality, perhaps, gets more and more in all of our faces. And I say to those of you, although I think Victoria said the last time I made this comment, it's hard to tell because you can't, there's no fragrance around vaping the way there is around cigarette smoke. So you can tell if your children are smoking, but you can't really tell if they're vaping. So, Jennifer, what's the latest? You got something else, another wrinkle on this vaping story, vaping controversy, vaping reality.
Yeah, Michigan has actually become the first state to ban vaping products in general. Governor Gretchen Whitmer, who is a first-term Democrat, announced the ban on early Wednesday morning. She said that this is supposed to protect young people from the unknown health hazards of vaping, and she said it should address what the State Department of Health and Human Services has called a public health emergency. She said, as governor, my number one priority is keeping our kids safe, and right now companies selling vaping products are using candy flavors to hook children on nicotine and misleading claims to promote the belief that these products are safe. She said that ends today. The Detroit Free Press reports that the ban will take effect immediately, but Michigan businesses have 30 days to comply with the order. The initial ban will last for 6 months before it comes up again for renewal. She said that e-cigarette companies using fruity or sweet flavors to appeal to children get them hooked on nicotine with little knowledge of the long-term consequences, and she used studies from Michigan officials to show that vaping products contain a variety of chemicals and metal particles. However, she said the long-term health impact of vaping is largely unknown. Back in August, the state health department said it was looking into 6 lung infections reported in the state that investigators suspect are linked to the use of vaping or e-cigarette devices. We talked about that here. The investigation mirrors the same probe that's happening from the CDC, which is tracking a rash of 200 similar lung illnesses across 23 different states. 2 people, one in Illinois, another in Oregon, have already died from an illness that is similar to what's happening in Michigan.
Okay. So you'll pardon me if I don't focus on the meat of the story. I'm going to go back to the beginning and your identification of the mayor, of the governor, as a first-term Democrat. Why did you feel compelled to tell us that? It's not a criticism, it's just my
It was just as part of the report that I was reading. It wasn't
my choice. So why do you suppose it was put into the story by whoever wrote the story?
I think they were trying to identify her. I don't know how many people know Governor Whitmer. She's not one that gets a lot of national attention. Mm-hmm. So I think these are all identifying things. I don't think they're meant to be negative or positive.
So why then does my aluminum tinfoil go up when I see it's sort of
what
like
do you
identifying.
Think? I mean, how are you? Well, dog whistle are you hearing? Because I'm just hearing that they're using an identifier for an unknown governor.
Okay, well, so maybe it's innocent, but I think a lot of times when stories are written and somebody
it's supposed to be negative
qualifies, well, I don't know whether it is or it isn't. I guess it depends on whether you're a Democrat or a Republican or maybe a woman or a man. I don't know. I'm just.
I guess
somebody
I'm curious
who's sensitive
too, because I'm a Democrat and Jen's a Republican, and I don't think either of us are upset by it.
I'm not upset. I'm calling your attention to something that happens all the time in the news media, qualifiers that don't always apply. For example, I remember a recent story that I read, and I don't know that I
talked about. Well, a qualifier that doesn't apply? She's a Democrat and a governor,
no,
for sure.
That's not what I'm saying. There's a skewer. Republicans don't like Democrats all too often, unfortunately, in this world. I guess I'm putting, maybe I'm overly sensitive to this because I listened to a talk radio program yesterday, and the person who was being discussed out of the conversation, which had nothing to do with the reality of the event, came that he was gay. And I don't know why that it made no difference to the story. Do you see what I'm saying? Sometimes people qualify in a prejudicial way someone or and some group of people in a way that sort of in a subconscious manner gets you to think, oh, a Democrat, oh, somebody who's gay. Because that's the way. A better example, Marianne Williamson. We're talking about comments that she made. She posted the other day and then quickly deleted a tweet suggesting that it was not a wacky idea to collectively visualize Hurricane Dorian turning away from the coast. The Bahamas, Florida, Georgia, and the Carolinas may all be in our prayers, she wrote. Millions of us seeing Dorian turning away from the land is not a wacky idea. It's a creative use of the power of the mind. 2 minutes of prayer, visualization, meditation for those in the way of the storm. What's wrong with that? Prayers for the people of the Bahamas, Florida, Georgia, and the Carolinas. May the peace of God be upon them and their hearts be comforted as they endure the storm. And then she was criticized for saying that as being a whack job. And so she pulled it down, which maybe means she doesn't have, I don't know, I'm not in her head, means she doesn't have the... she doesn't have her own. She doesn't give her own feelings the credit that they deserve. I'm not sure why she pulled it down, but I can speculate that it was because people made fun of her for suggesting that power of prayer, which is basically a lot of the people who would criticize her, go to church and pray. What do you go to church and pray for? Because the collective use of mind has been proven over and over again to have an impact. There's a whole philosophy.
I don't care what she said or what the people reacted to it said, but clearly she's demonstrated she doesn't have the backbone to be president if she's taking tweets down.
Well, I think that may be true. That may be true.
I mean,
this
is not a time in politics for the faint of heart. You know, you either stand by your convictions and you stand by what you say or you don't.
I think she should stand by that conviction.
That's the bigger issue for me is that she's already kowtowing down to people who put pressure on her. So
you are not going to be voting for her anyway, Jennifer.
I actually liked her. She was something different. She was kind of fun to watch,
but
she's not going to be president.
But she's then under the circumstances, the criticism that comes. Yes, you do have to have a strong. You got to have a tough, thick skin, a strong backbone. But I use that as an example of a qualifier. It's. I'll give you another example. Jack Stockwell, who is one of the doctors associated with this program, is a Nuka chiropractor. And he also practices the GAPS method of being healthy, the GAPS, what goes on in your gut. And he's referred to by some because he's not, he has a DO and a DC, a doctor of chiropractic and a doctor of, what is the O? I forget what O is.
Osteopathy,
but, osteopathy, yeah, I think so. Anyway, so he's got two doctorates, but he doesn't have an MD. He doesn't have a medical doctorate. He practices alternative medicine, as referred to by people, including his wife's brother, who is the head of the Utah Medical Association, as a quack. Why is he a quack? Because he doesn't necessarily follow your way of thinking? That's the point I'm trying to make, and I don't want to belabor it, is that we all have these sort of caveats, these qualifiers sometimes, and I don't know that we're always aware of the qualifiers that we put on people. And so I
just usually get to defend the media very often, but I think to call someone a Democrat, I don't do that as a term to say, ugh, that's like a bad word to me.
Yeah,
no, that's
people,
a quality.
Yeah.
Well,
but
it's
Limbaugh
a qualifier.
And
it's descriptive.
And others would.
Well, you can call me a Republican, and that's okay. I'm fine with it. And she's a first term governor, which is descriptive. So
there's nothing. I'm not saying it's not factual.
I think it's okay.
It becomes, and maybe my radar, as I said, is sensitive because a lot of people are discounted by labels like that that ought not to be discounted. That's my point, I guess, much as anything else. All right, so I think I made my point. Thank you very much. 16 past the hour.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
Honey, I just switched the family to Boost Mobile, and we got so much more.
Awesome. Like what?
We got four free LG Stylo 5 phones for the whole family. Four lines for just $25 per line per month with unlimited gigs. I smashed up the car a bit. And they have a super reliable, super fast nationwide network.
Whoa, four free LG... Wait, back up. Did you just say you...
Four free LG Stylo 5 phones? Yep.
No. Something about the car?
Oh, you mean Boost Super Reliable, Super Fast Network.
Before that, the car smashing thing.
What? The smashing deal we got? Four lines for just $25 per line per month?
No. Between the four lines for $25 per line per month and the unlimited gigs part, you said I smashed up the car a bit.
I did. It's completely smashed. We need a new vehicle. But four free phones.
Boost Mobile, the switch that gives you more. Offer ends 9/16/19 or while supplies last. Requires one port from eligible carrier and activation. One free device per line. Includes mobile optimized data. Additional terms and restrictions apply. Offers and coverage not available everywhere. See BoostMobile.com or retailer for full details.
If you travel for business or pleasure, Hotels.com and the Hotels.com app is all you need to get great deals on all kinds of properties all over the world and with an amazing rewards program that gives you free nights to stay at a property of your choice. Now, speaking of Hotels.com, we have an amazing Tech It Out contest for you. If you feel like you're in need of a getaway but are a little tight on cash, listen up. Each week, Hotels.com and Tech It Out are giving away a $250 Hotels.com gift card to put towards your travel. All you have to do is as follows. Go to Twitter and follow @hotels.com. Tweet out why you deserve a trip, just a sentence is fine, and include the hashtag TechItOut. That's it. Once again, to be eligible for the $250 Hotels.com gift card, one given away every week in August and September, follow Hotels.com on Twitter, tweet why you need a break, and include the hashtag TechItOut. One randomly drawn entry will be chosen each week. Good luck.
Now's the time to join the Brotherhood of Muscle, because we're offering Dodge Power Dollars, which means for each horsepower, you'll get $10 off. Roll out in a Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye and get $7,970 off. Maybe you'll take off in a Dodge Charger or share your summer in a Durango. Hurry into the Dodge Summer Clearance event now and save. See dealer for details. Take retail delivery from dealer stock by 9/3/19. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so I'm now my hackles are up about a number of things. Jennifer, Deborah Messing and the other guy that's on the
Eric
show,
McCormick.
What in the name of God is the matter with them? Why would they affect their career by going as all out as they have against Trump and his donors and stuff? I just don't see how they benefit. I mean, I understand people have strong feelings.
If you don't know the story, over the weekend, Deborah Messing, there was a news article that came out that said Trump would be coming to California doing fundraisers in San Francisco and in Los Angeles, one in Hollywood, essentially. And so Deborah Messing said, I can't believe he's coming here, blah, blah, blah. Eric McCormick gets in and starts commiserating with her and says, yeah, I want a list to see all the people who are attending so I know who I don't want to work with ever again. And so people said that was very McCarthyist, right? I mean, McCarthyism was a huge deal, creating lists and blacklists and all of this. And even Whoopi Goldberg on The View came out, who never sides with, you know, the Trump supporters, and said, this is ridiculous because no one wants to find themselves on one of these lists. And the sad thing is that even though he was joking, I guess, or that's what he said, there is a list like this in Hollywood. I have so many friends who are afraid to say what they are because this really does exist.
Yep. 21 after the hour in the DJV program.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, that bada-boom, bada-bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Yourself, ladies and gentlemen.
My will to live.
Music Time 24 at the hour on the DJV program. This is Trisha Yearwood.
Tear this heart right out of me. Lock it up and lose the key. Curse my name when you kneel to pray. I'm gonna love you.
This could be Marianne Williamson's theme song. It's Trisha Yearwood. The announcement was made yesterday. She's going to serve as host. I said, brace yourself, as part of this year's CMA Country Christmas Show. Yes, it's September, and we're already preparing for Christmas.
She'll be great at this, though.
Yeah, she'll be nice. She's going to also perform on the 10th annual special as well. Other performers set to appear during this holiday-themed concert, a mix of several genres. Kristen Chenoweth for King and Country, Chris Jansen, Tori Kelly, Lady Antebellum, Rascal Flatts, Runaway June, CeCe Winans. Is that right? Winans? I don't know who that is.
CeCe Winans, you know, B.B. Winans, CeCe, yeah. The whole family, the Winans family.
Oh, okay.
They're gospel R&B singers.
Yeah. Music, memories, and enjoying the season with loved ones are what make Christmas time so special, Trisha says. Hosting CMA Country Christmas is an opportunity to share joy and celebrate the holidays with friends and family. This marks Yearwood's first time as the host of the program. Previously, Reba served as host 2017-2018, and then Jennifer Nettles from Sugarland hosted for 7 years.
She's been doing it a lot. Yeah.
Years. Yeah, right. Yep. I think Reba would be good at that.
Reba's
sure.
Good.
Yeah. The holiday concert special is going to be taped at the end of the month at in Nashville and will air as part of a holiday. So how do you get in the Christmas mood in September? How do you
A lot of people have to. How many people cut their Christmas CDs in July?
Yeah.
One of my friends on Facebook who is obsessed with Christmas, and it was like a few weeks ago, she was like, it's 130-something days until Christmas, and started counting down. And I was like, get away from me. I have to block you on Facebook now. Sorry.
Wow.
Get away from me.
Now we know that's how to tick off Kara.
That's it.
It's still 90 degrees outside. The pool wasn't even closed yet.
I haven't even had a pumpkin spice latte yet. Come on.
All right, next up, musically, Crystal Gayle has enlisted her sisters, Loretta Lynn and Peggy Sue, on the Dolly Parton cover, You Don't Know Me. First album in 16 years comes out, I think, it's tomorrow, right? Sometime later this week. The 15-track project has Crystal covering country standards as well as teaming up with her sisters, Loretta Lynn and Peggy Sue, on a cover of Dolly's Put It Off Until Tomorrow. Is that what we're listening to? Can we crank it up a little?
Mm-hmm. You say you're going away. Oh, believe me, tomorrow, whoa, whoa.
Mm-hmm.
You've heard
me. It was originally written by Dolly with her uncle Bill Owens. Song was first recorded by Bill Phillips in 1966, backing harmonies by Dolly herself. Loretta Lynn, Peggy Sue, Crystal said, I'm honored that my sisters wanted to sing with me on my new album. Put It Off Until Tomorrow is one of our favorites. It's a song that we have performed together a lot in concert.
So do they appear often? I didn't know they appeared
together that often. But obviously they do. You Don't Know Me features country standards including Crying Time, Walking After Midnight, You Don't Know Me, and Hello Waltz, among others. That would be cool. 28 after the hour on the DJB show.
Here's your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really have a positive effect on our health and reverse the aging process? I'll be right back to tell you. Do antioxidants really reverse the aging process? Well, here's some real numbers that should make a difference to you. Death rates for people that take antioxidants are down by 50%. Cancer deaths are down by 13%. Cancer survival rates are up by 50%. Heart attack and stroke down by 50%. Skin cancer down by 70%. Infections are down by 50%. And cataracts are down by 27 to 36%. Those are some pretty powerful numbers, ladies and gentlemen, that show that antioxidants really do make a big difference in your life if you choose to take them. They can really reverse the aging process and allow you a much happier, healthier life. The cost of vitamins and minerals is small, especially compared with the money saved on drugs, doctor bills, hospitalization, and the ultimate effects of combined aging.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word, and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough. The kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer. The ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You the patients taking part in clinical trials. You the scientists doing next level research to beat cancer. You the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The National Hurricane Center says the center of Hurricane Dorian should hit the Outer Banks of North Carolina soon. Deputy Director Ed Rappaport says the storm covers a broad area.
Dorian remains an expansive hurricane. See the high clouds covering much of the eastern part of the United States, with the center located just offshore from South Carolina.
Top sustained winds are at about 100 miles per hour. The power has been knocked out to 250,000 homes and businesses in both of the Carolinas. There's a good chance for flash flooding because of the torrential rain and the storm surge, which could be up to 7 feet. At least 20 deaths have been reported in the Bahamas because of Dorian, and the total is likely to grow higher. This man fought to survive.
You had to swim out, push the bodies out of the way, like plenty, like over 300, hundreds of bodies.
This is USA Radio News.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How could you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client of Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Duty 34 at the hour as the world turns. This could be a soap opera. In a manner of speaking, I guess it is. Daily soaps, including Jennifer Horn and the story of her life as it exists, as she exists, and Victoria Keelan, same thing. All the drama on the Jersey Shore, she's in the middle of it. Kara Schillen leads a modest life in suburban Washington. She's here at the controls in our studio in Washington. So here we are, all together to tell our stories. Stories about what's going on. There's something serious that I would like Victoria to focus on with us for a moment or two. I remember last year we talked a lot. We have had sort of a continuing conversation about rich boys who get away with things that they ought not to get away with. Thus was the story of Brock Turner, who became the poster boy for leniency and outrage. So now he's back in the news after it was last year that he raped that girl, right? And
He got sentenced to 3 days, 3 minutes in jail or whatever he did.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So Brock Turner was the Stanford swimmer, and he sexually assaulted an unconscious girl. She has, all throughout the trial, she was referred to as Emily Doe. And so now she came forward to reveal her identity. Her name is Chanel Miller, and she is writing a new book called Know My Name, and it will deep her life since the assault and the trial that occurred in 2016, actually was the trial. So it was 3 years ago.
Wow.
And so in her memo, we all do remember women and men too. I don't want to discount men on this. There are plenty of people who are outraged at the fact that this Brock Turner was found guilty, and then he was sentenced to only 6 months in county jail, and he only served 3 months in county jail. And so he was found guilty of 3 counts of felony sexual assault, and that's essentially, and there were even 2 eyewitnesses in the case. So it was really just the fact that could have been an open and shut case where he should have gone to jail for a very long time. Kara just reminded me of a story that you guys spoke about earlier in the week. Someone who robbed a bakery or stole something from a bakery got life in prison.
31 years or something, yeah, right.
Yeah. And this guy rapes an unconscious girl and gets 3 months in county jail, which is basically like nothing. So anyway, so now she's come forward and she already has a lot of support. There are a lot of women who have been hoping that she would come forward at some point. But the book that she'll be writing, that she's currently working on, the story behind it is really kind of just incredible. Because she was unconscious, she didn't really know the timeline of anything that happened to her that night. And so she, after the trial was over, she was finally allowed to look at the case, at the pages and the court transcripts. These were things that she was not privy to during the trial. And so because she wasn't, and she wouldn't sit on the witness stand, she had someone else read her victim statement, which was a very powerful letter. I think we all remember that moment, hearing that. It was just sent chills up your spine. So basically she had to piece together what happened to her that night using court documents and testimony, and she had to do an investigation on her own crime. And so that will all be detailed in the book. And she's certainly getting a lot of props for being brave and coming forward and showing her face, because her life has not been her own for the last 3 years. And
she said she had to force herself to relearn her real name. I found that.
Because she was called Emily Doe, and she said in all of the newspapers about it, she was just referred to as, you know, a drunk, intoxicated, unconscious woman found behind a dumpster. And in so many articles, he was referred to as, you know, a star swimmer at this amazing school. And obviously, she was going to the same school as him, but wasn't given the same treatment that he was.
Yeah.
And I think going
through... Because he was a star student athlete.
Yeah, and going through that whole trial and being referred to as that way and kind of, you know, forgetting who you are, she said she had to remind herself that she was more than just this person that was referred to in the trial. And I thought that was really strong of her to say and really interesting. And me personally, I mean, because Brock Turner got basically no punishment and he's supposed to sign up as a sex offender, but I don't know if that's happened already. I don't know if that will actually happen or if it will actually impact him in any way. But I want to support her in ways that I can, and I'm going to buy this book, and I hope that she becomes a millionaire off of it and can just live in Italy for the rest of her life and not have to deal with any of this. But I don't know. It sucks. Our justice system sucks.
It does. The book come out. The book gets released. Sorry, I'm just going to add this. The book comes out on September 24th, and so people are pre-ordering it now.
It's the
general
judge boys.
Got fired, don't forget, they were elected, sorry, but he, you know, we elect our judges in California, and that judge that made that decision took tons
of
people.
Who had gone to Stanford, was basically siding up with his boy, who also was at Stanford. It's ridiculous.
No, it is ridiculous, but it's a sign not of the times, but just of the way the human condition is. I was watching a PBS special, a little bit of it last night as I was having my dinner, about the union, the labor problems in our country at the turn of the 20th century, when the coal mines were being opened up in West Virginia and the conditions in which the men worked, and how they were, you know, West Virginia was like the Wild West, in a manner of speaking. They opened up these companies, opened up these coal mines, and they had these guys. There were explosions, 400 people killed here and 500 people killed there, and how dangerous it was, and how companies didn't really care. You know, there's a sort of evil incarnate that goes along in some people's minds with big business, and it's not always that way. But unfortunately, sometimes when you look back at the history of some of these companies, Monsanto's a pretty good example, and Bayer, they have a legacy, and it sticks with them, whether people realize it or not. It's so, the world is full of so many events, and we don't learn much about them. Sometimes anecdotally, we hear stories, and if it's not in our wheelhouse or it's not in our daily lives, it doesn't affect us really. So we hear a story, then, oh yeah, that's interesting, and then we forget about it. Brock Turner is an example of that, or what happened with the unions. I mean, I can pick any number of stories out of the air, things that we may have talked about, or things that I remember learning when I was in school that people aren't taught anymore. And you can say, well, what difference does it make in your life? I ask that. That's the taste test here on the things that we talk about. What impact, like I just cast aside a story that I don't think has any impact on us. But here's one that may have some impact on you and yours. The man who founded Hope for Wholeness, one of the most prominent conversion therapy groups in our country, has come out as gay. McCray Game, the founder of the therapy ministry Hope for Wholeness, has come out as gay after being fired from the organization that he founded. He said in an interview that this organization has harmed generations of people. He recounted his experiences as a conversion therapy minister in a Facebook post, which came out a few weeks ago. "Please forgive me," he writes. "I certainly regret where I caused harm. I know that creating the organization that still lives was in a large way causing harm. People reported attempting suicide because of me and the teachings and ideals. I told people that they were going to hell if they didn't stop." And these were professing Christians. Conversion therapy is not just a lie, it's harmful. The organization operates across 15 states in our country. This guy's 51, one of several former conversion therapy advocates who's come out as gay, condemned the practice of conversion therapy. Maine, by the way, is the latest state to prohibit the practice, becoming the 17th state to do so. So
none of this is surprising.
No, it really isn't. Most people.
But look at the damage it does. It ruins lives. Mm. It ruins families. It's just.
And for what? Though that's really what I get down to.
Right.
Why? What is there that you're so concerned about that you want to do this? What do you care whether somebody's gay or?
Yep.
No, the Bible doesn't say that. There's not one thing, not one word in the Bible. I challenge you, anybody, to prove to me that the Bible is anti-gay or anti-really.
Only when it comes to sex. Yeah, if you're a gay person who abstains, it doesn't mention you. But if you're a, it definitely says that procreation,
where?
That sex is, it should be between a man and a woman.
Where does it say that?
Because it says sex is for procreation.
Where?
And two men can't procreate.
Where? What chapter and verse is it in?
I think that's even in the Ten Commandments, isn't it? I mean, it is in the Bible.
I know nothing about the Bible, so I cannot contribute to this, but
when people say it's in the Bible, I challenge it. And
they said that the point of sex is for procreation, and so
where?
You can't have two men or two women.
Luke, Matthew, Mark, John, Genesis?
It's in the Old Testament, Doug.
Okay. Jennifer.
If that's the whole basis, though, then I still don't understand why you can't be gay.
Well, it's one of those things, too, where it's like,
the Bible put forth live and let live.
Who are straight and have sex and don't want kids?
I know.
So am I just as bad now?
Well, and to answer your question, the procreation topic comes up. Here you go, so that you can check your references. In Genesis, Hebrews, Psalms, Corinthians, Malachi, Timothy, Ecclesiastes, you get the drift. Romans, Philippians, Proverbs.
Romans were super gay. So, I don't know. I find
so the
all
list goes
laughable.
On Isaiah, Leviticus, Revelation. These are all the books. John.
And the book of Caligula. It's 45 past.
Well, you
the
asked.
Hour.
There's your answer. Okay. You can research.
I want to keep my heart healthy, so I get my cholesterol checked regularly. And when my doctor told me my cholesterol was borderline, I found Garlique. According to my pharmacist, there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol. And one Garlique tablet is equal to a whole clove of garlic, except it's odor-free. Yep, I'm doing what I can for my cholesterol, and I'm doing it with Garlique.
Garlique, cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Let's consider the secret life of the innermost nesting doll. Living most of her life in the dark, inside the other nesting dolls, she has plenty of time to think, if she could. Sadly, she has no brain. However, when an innermost nesting doll hears that Geico not only saves people money, but also has been providing great service for over 75 years, she thinks it's obvious you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Pity the innermost nesting doll and her lot in life.
Honey, I just switched the family to Boost Mobile and we got so much more.
Awesome. Like what?
We got four free LG Stylo 5 phones for the whole family. Four lines for just $25 per line per month with unlimited gigs. I smashed up the car a bit. And they have a super reliable, super fast nationwide network.
Whoa, four free LG... Wait, back up. Did you just say you...
Four free LG Stylo 5 phones? Yep.
No. Something about the car?
Oh, you mean Boost super reliable, super fast network.
Before that, the car smashing thing.
What? The smashing deal we got? Four lines for just $25 per line per month?
No. Between the four lines for $25 per line per month and the unlimited gigs part, you said I smashed up the car a bit.
I did. It's completely smashed. We need a new vehicle. But four free phones.
Boost Mobile, the switch that gives you more. Offer ends 9/16/19 or while supplies last. Requires one port from eligible carrier and activation. One free device per line. Includes mobile optimized data. Additional terms and restrictions apply. Offers and coverage not available everywhere. See BoostMobile.com or retailer for full details.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
Right now, Doctors Without Borders medical teams are operating in some of the most remote and dangerous corners of the world. When front yards become front lines, when disaster erupts, when disease rages, when communities collapse under crisis, at the crossroads of conflict and epidemic, where there are no hospitals, that's where we operate. We go where conditions are the worst because that's where we're needed most. In nearly 70 countries, we're saving lives threatened by violence, disease, malnutrition, and catastrophic events. Donors are vital to our mission. Your response is critical to our response in places where a few others will go. That's where we operate. Learn more at doctorswithoutborders.org.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Magic underpants? Really?
It's a real thing.
Magic underpants. And then we're not talking about Magic Johnson either.
I think for our stations in Utah, the sacred undergarments is probably the best way to
better?
Talk about it.
Okay,
yeah.
Sacred undergarments. All right. Mm-hmm. Holy underpants could refer
I'm
to some of
you
mine.
You do this all on your own because I'm not going to take
I was like, I know all of us are staying far away from this and just letting Doug.
But it's how I think and it's how I feel. So I'm not wearing, I do wear holy underpants though.
Oh, wow.
Holy,
oh,
holy, holy. It's 10 before the hour on the DJV program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
After the hour now, it's time for some food news. What's happening in the food department? This food farm family stuff. You've heard people referred to as a cheese ball, right? You have people in your lives, Victoria or Kara, that you refer to as cheese balls. That's kind of it's an unflattering term. Planters, the company that makes cheese balls, has announced it's giving away hundreds of shakers full of cheese balls powder to celebrate the famous balls returning to store shelves for good. That's just the powder, no snack, powder. So fans will be able to sprinkle the powder over anything that you want. This is weird. Since one of the fans' favorite parts of cheese balls is that orange dust that gets all over your fingers, Mr. Peanut is rolling out shakers filled with 3 cheesy ounces of cheese ball cheese powder.
It's like, how much wood would a woodchuck chuck?
Yeah, kind of.
You said cheese ball more than anyone else in their entire life in the past 2 minutes.
Right.
People are going oddly nuts over this stuff, though.
Really?
Yeah.
Planters brought back cheese balls last year. I've been gone for 10, 12 years. Fans started an online petition. Good God, get a life. An online petition to bring back cheese balls? And Planters listened. Cheese balls then were only available for a limited amount of time. But now it's coming back permanently. The cheese ball powder, currently available through contests from Planters, but
online petitions have also started to have the company sell the powder in stores. Good God. Get a life. Right?
People take their condiments seriously.
Apparently. In a moment, I would like you to imagine lobsters and waffles together. Story after this.
We all want to live a healthy, happy life, but type 2 diabetes or pre-diabetes can rob us of our simple little pleasures. Thankfully, there's a new and natural glucose support solution, Curalin. Everyone knows someone suffering with type 2. Curalin, a scientific blend of 10 natural ingredients, can help them by supporting a healthier glycemic response. Curalin was developed by our team of scientists, nutritionists, and doctors to revolutionize how people with elevated glucose levels can regain a normal lifestyle. Curalin will help you or a diabetic you know regain happiness and a fuller day-to-day life naturally.
Buy Curalin today. For a limited time, go to Curalin.co for a $20 discount on a one-month supply. That's Curalin.co. Type in DJV in the promo code for $20 off. Buy Curalin today. A happier and fuller life awaits. Curalin.co, promo code DJV. All right, so the debate about, we were, ladies and I were having a conversation about chicken and waffles. And I was at a restaurant with my children the other day, and I think Brendan ordered chicken and waffles. And I looked at him askance, and he looked back at me with his wry look, meaning, Dad, don't touch it. So instead of chicken and waffles, now Red Lobster has lobster and waffles, which sounds even more disgusting than chicken and waffles. This is part of their annual Lobster Fest. Their version starts with a Cheddar Bay biscuit waffle topped with a fried lobster tail. And then you put maple syrup on it? My God! Syrup?
I can't believe that you've never heard
on
of
lobster?
This. Well, the lobster part is gross, but the idea...
Chicken
is, yeah,
with syrup on it?
Well, it's not my thing, but I understand, like Kara said, it's the sweet and the savory mixed in one dish.
Yeah, okay. The crispy lobster and waffles is $20 at, depending on lobster's market price, I guess, wherever you are. Red Lobster and the Lobster Fest with, when they have the lobster, they have ads for all the time for the Lobster Fest, right? Don't they put every year... pair it with something different. Lobster and waffles, though. Oof, that sounds awful. Spices and their ingredients. Okay, how many of you knew that spices can kill bacteria? There are four common flavorings, onion, garlic, oregano, and allspice, that kill. There was a test done. Somebody obviously had time on their hands. So they put 29 common foodborne bacteria into a petri dish, and they covered them with onion, garlic, oregano, and allspice, and they all died. They all, you know, wow. So if you want to stay, well, a lot of people, I think there's something to this, obviously. Garlic and all of them are said to help your immune system. I don't know about allspice, but I know onion, garlic, and oregano, especially oregano, supposed to be great for your immune system. So that, I swear to you folks, the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth on the DJV Show 59 After.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.